This is the Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Yevamos, tape number 2. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Moshe ben Yontov Rubin, Zichrono Livracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Menachem Elia Pfeiffer of Yeshiva Tells Alumni, Riverdale, New York.
We begin on the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that there are six arayos whose relation to a man being from the father's side will not only prevent him from marrying her, will also make it impossible for them to have been married to his brother. Therefore, they will never fall to Yibum, and therefore their tzaris will always be mutter. As we explained earlier in the parak, the only reason why a tzaris erva is usur is because since the erva makes the tzara potter from Yibum, she remains an eshesach. These six women who cannot be married to this man's brother will not aser the tzara. The Mishnah also tells us that there's a machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel actually on the din of tzaris erva. Although beis Hillel aser tzaris erva, as we have learned till now in the parak, beis Shammai held that tzaris erva is mutter. Despite that, the Mishnah tells us beis Shammai and beis Hillel intermarried, and as the Gemara later explains, beis Shammai would tell beis Hillel if a woman or children came from a marriage of tzaris erva. Similarly, the Mishnah tells us in regard to the dinim of tuma and tahara, they would, beis Shammai and beis Hillel would borrow kelim from each other, although they had differences of opinion in cases of tuma and tahara. Again, beis Shammai would tell beis Hillel if a keli is one of questionable background in regard to beis Hillel shita. The Gemara tells us in the name of Shimon ben Pozi that the reason for beis Shammai is based on a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze by the Parsha of Yibum. The pasuk says, Leisiya Eishes Hameitz Hachutza Leish Zor. And Beis Shammai translates that pasuk that there is a Yevama who's a Chutza, who is an outsider, which tells us that there's another woman married to the man who is an insider. Insider referring to the fact that she's related to the brother. And Beis Shammai uses this pasuk to teach him that when there is a woman who's related to the live brother, the other woman is mutter. Rava offers a different explanation of Beis Shammai and uses the klal of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Now it will depend upon which Isser came first to understand this klal of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. If, let's say we have Reuven and Shimon, Reuven would eventually die. If Reuven married a woman who was already usser to Shimon, the Isser of Eishes Ach would not be chal on that woman. Therefore, the tzara of this woman would be considered shaloi b'makom mitzvah. In a case where the Isser Eishes Ach came first, where Reuven married, let's say, Rachel, and afterwards Shimon, his brother, married Rachel's sister Leah, where the Isser Eishes Ach came first, there the Isser Achaisisha would not be chal. Reuven's wife will not be mutter to Yibum because the Isser Achaisisha is mitla toli v'koy, as the Gemara explains later, and Tosfos says here. That means that if we'd be matter the Isser Eishes Ach, she would become an Achais Isha. Therefore, we do not remove the Isser Eishes Ach. But the Tzara will be mutter, because she's not a Tzara Sarav, she's a Tzara of an Eishes Ach. The Gemara then goes on to the sugya of Lois Siskaidudu. Here it's interesting, Reish Lakis brought up a question of Lois Siskaidudu in regard to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, which is allowed to be done in different cities at different times. The Mishnah in Megillah tells us that small villagers could lend the Megillah on an earlier date. Why is this allowed? It should be an issue of lois is going to do. Loisasu agudas agudas. Klal Yisrael cannot be broken up into groups. Rabbi Yochanan answers him, why didn't you ask this question previously in the Mishnah in Psochim, which discusses the din of doing malacha on Erev Pesach? There also there's different minhagim. Reish Lakish answers, by differentiating between differences in opinion of halacha and of minhag. The Keren Ayuris says here that this question as to whether Lysis Gaidu applies by minhag or only by halacha is actually a machlekes rishonim. What is the reason for leisis gaididu? Rashi says leisis gaididu will make the Torah look like there are two separate parts to it. If people follow different halachas, it seems like two Torahs. This, we could say, is only true when there's a difference of opinion in halacha. As far as minhagim are concerned, they wouldn't look like by two Torahs if different places had different minhagim. The Rambam, though, in Perek Yudbeis from Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Yudalad, learns that the problem of leisis gaididu is because that it brings to machlokes. According to this reasoning, the Karen Ayra says, the same would apply even by two minhagim. The Gemara Lamaskana comes out that when there are two batei dinim in one city, there's nothing wrong with people following the different psukim of the different batei dinim. Only when there's one beis din in one city, there it's wrong for there to be a split in minhagim. And that's where we have a problem if in the same shul there are people doing different minhagim in regard to wearing tefillin or keeping the minig of Sfiras HaOmer. On Daf Yud Dalet, the Gemara tells us a machlokes whether Beis Shammai did their own shita, whether they followed their own words, or did they follow the shita of Beis Hillel who had the rov. The Gemara tells us that a Bas Koel had gone out and had said that Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Nevertheless, it is possible to say that Beis Shammai followed their shita because Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein Mashkichin Bebas Koel. Torah is lav bashamayim hi. We do not follow a psak of Shemayim. Torah must be decided on this world. The Gemara quotes interesting cases of different mekaymas that followed the minig of their rov. In the city of Rabbi Eliezer, they would cut wood on Shabbos in preparation to make a bris milah knife for a bris milah which would take place on Shabbos. This would follow Rabbi Eliezer's shita that even the hachonis for a bris milah are mutar on Shabbos. And Tosfos points out they would purposely do this because of chibuv mitzvah. In the town of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they would cook meat of a bird with milk, because he darshan b'chalev imay to only include such meat which is of an animal which produces milk. The Gemara tells us that despite the fact that the machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regard to Tzaras Erva is such a serious one, because children of a marriage of a Tzaras Erva to a Yavam, according to Beis Hillel, are mamzerim. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel intermarried. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Ha'emes v'hashalom ahavu. And the Gemara tells us that Beis Shammai would tell Beis Hillel if a child was born from this marriage. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had a gewaldige etza to end this problem between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri suggested that a takana be made that chalitza should be given to every tzaras erva. This way, the woman who received chalitza would now be mutar l'shuk l'fi Beis Shammai. And l'fi Beis Hillel, there'd be no problem with mamzerim since she would never marry her yavam. Lamaisa, the Gemara at the beginning on Daf Tes Vav tells us that the takana never went through nitra for hashar, and mentions an interesting objection that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel had against Rav Yechim ben Nuri's takana. He said that those tzaras that are already married l'shuk, if they would do chalitza, they would become mo'us in the eyes of their husband, and it would be against the grain of the pasuk in Perek Yud Gimel, in Perek Gimel and Mishlei, which says derachea darchei noyam v'chol nesivaseha shalom. The Gemara goes on Daf Tes Vav to tell us many different machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and each time trying to prove that Beis Shammai followed the shita. L'maskana, the Gemara proves from many different places that Beis Shammai holds like their own shita and followed their shita too. Interestingly, the Gemara in Daf Tes Zayin begins with the story of four great Tanayim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, who visited the fourth Tana, Rabbi Deisa ben Hyrcanus, whom they had heard had been matur Tzaras Habas, following the shita of Beis Shammai. When they came to visit him, Rabbi Deisa ben Hyrcanus clarified to them that it was not him, but rather his brother who had been matur Tzaras Habas. And he warned them that his brother had 300 proofs to prove that he was right and that Tzaras Habas was actually mutter. The Rochaner explains that despite all his rayas, we still follow the shita of Beis Hillel, because Rav Deisa ben Hyrcanus was made that he heard from Chagai HaNavi that Tzaras Habas was actually Osir. In that same Gemara, The Gemara quoted two other dinim from Chagai HaNavi. Chagai HaNavi told us that the lands of Ammon and Moab were not re-sanctified by the Oilei Bavel. The Kedusha, which the Bnei Yisrael had put upon the lands of Ammon and Moab when they first conquered their lands at the time of Yeshua when they entered Eretz Yisrael, that Kedusha left, and the Oilei Bavel did not re-sanctify it in order that that land should be allowed to be worked on Shemitah years, so that the Aniyim of Klal Yisrael would be able to get Maaser Ani and the other Matnas Aniyim from that field. Another din that Chagai HaNavi was made on, to accept Gerim from Karduyin and Tarmudim. These were peoples whose backgrounds were questionable, and we actually were afraid that their children were Jews, but Mamzerim. In this sugya also we find the Machlokes whether Eved and Akum Habo Abbas Yisrael, a Goy or an Eved Knani that comes upon a Jewish woman. What is the status of the child? One mandama says, Havlad Mamzer. One mandama says the child is a Mamzer, while another mandama says that the child is Kosher. And in that mandama who says that the child is Kosher, there's a difference of opinion in Rishonim. The Tosfos here would seem to indicate that the child is Kosher only means that the child is considered a Goy. Kosher refers to the fact that he could be Megayer and enter the Jewish nation. This is actually Seisser, a Tosfos later on a later daf. Other Rishonim also disagree with Tosfos. This is the Psak in Shulchan Aruch, the evident that Akum Habo Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is Kosher. Interestingly, the Gemara there in the Daf Zayin Amud Beis relates that when the Goyim entered the Heichal, Ammon and Moav did not run to get the Jewish money. Rather, they ran to the Sefer Torah and burnt it, saying, is this the Sefer in which it's written, Lo Yavi Ammoni Umayavi V'Kahal Hashem Yisaref Be'esh Nechmanu Litzlan. They burnt the Torah. The Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Beis ends with a memra of Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav Asi, a startling statement he makes. Oyvid Kechovim Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh Choshishin L'Kedushin. If a Goy is Mekadesh Abbas Yisrael Bizman Hazeh, we are Choshish, we are suspicious, and we suspect that perhaps his Kedushin actually is Chal. Shema Me'aseres HaShvatimu. Perhaps that Goy is actually one of the lost 10 tribes of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara at the end ends up saying that this is only true in a place where they were very prevalent. At the end of the Perek on Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara tells us that when a city of Tarmid, which was filled with Mamzerim, will be destroyed, Klal Yisrael will rejoice with the Yom Tov. We begin now Perek Ketzed Eshes Ochid on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. The Gemara starts with the case in the Mishnah of Eshes Ochid Shlehoya by Lamai, when Reuven dies and Levi, a third brother, is born before Shimon was Miyabim, the wife. Levi will always be usher to marry the wife of Reuven, at Eshes Achiv Shleihaya Ba'ilamad. The Gemara tells us that this din of Eshes Achiv Shleihaya Ba'ilamad is learnt out from the Pasik Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav, the Pasik by Parsha of Yibum. Ki Yeshvu Achim tells us that they must have had Yeshiva Achas Ba'ilam. The Gemara continues that the word Yachtav teaches us that we're only referring to brothers who are Miyuchadim B'Nachla, who are joined by having the same father, and therefore would be Yerush together. Rabba says that this is learnt out, Achva Achva Mibnei Yaakov, Xereshava, just like the Achim by Bnei Yaakov were brothers from the same father, so too the brothers in the Pasuk of Kieshu Achim Yachtav refers to brothers from the same father. The Gemara quotes Rav Huna Amar Rav that Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Mutar Ve'ima. A girl who had fallen to Yibum and then dies, the Yavim may marry her mother. The Gemara explains that Rav holds Ein Zika, that this mitzvah, which is Mechayiv a Yavim to marry the wife of his dead brother, does not connect him with that woman in any way until he does Yibum. And therefore, when she dies, he is mutter to marry her relatives. The Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda, who disagrees with that, and says that Shemeres Yavim that dies, the Yavim is also to marry her mother, because he holds Yeshika. The Gemara tells us at the Mandamar Ein Zika holds, even if there's only one brother that she falls to, and clearly he has the mitzvah to be miyamur. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says Yesh Zika holds, even if there's two brothers, there is still a chiyuv, there is still a connection of Zika. The Gemara tells us that Rabbah says that that din is learnt out Achva Achva Livnei Yankov. Just like the children of Yaakov were brothers from the same father and not from the same mother, so too the Mitzvah Yibum will only be from brothers from the same father, not brothers from the same mother. The Gemara tells us the Machlokes of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Mutar Be'ima, that if a person has a Yavama that had fallen to him to Yibum, and she dies, he is allowed to marry her mother. This would prove that Rav holds Ein Zika, that this draw, which is Mechayev, a man to marry the wife of his late brother, does not form any connection between him and the girl. Therefore, if the girl dies, he is mutter to marry her mother. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if his Yavama dies, he is not allowed to marry her mother. And this would show us that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Zika. The Gemara goes on to tell us that the din of Rabbi Huna, that he says Ein Zika, is even when she only falls to one brother, where it's clear that that is the Yavam who must be Miyabmer. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says Yesh Zika, would hold so even when she falls to two brothers. The Gemara asks on the Manda Amar Yesh Zika from our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek that mentioned that when Shimon does Maimer to the Eish Zachav Shlahoy by Lamai, then Shimon dies, Shimon's wife will also be usher to Levi. The Gemara asks, if we hold Yesh Zika, Shimon's wife should be usher to Levi even if he had not done Maimer, because there's a connection between his wife and Reuven's wife, because Reuven's wife had been zokik to him. And the Gemara says that the Mandama Yesh Zika would answer that the reason why the Mishnah said Maimer was only to show that we don't hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that Maimer connects the Yavam to the Yavama with a Kinyan Gomer and would make Shimon's wife usher even for Chalitza. And therefore it says Maimer to tell us that we don't agree to Beis Shammai. Rather, we hold that even after Maimer was done to Eishes Reuven, Shimon's other wife will still need Chalitza, because she is not a Tzaras Erva Midaraisa. The Gemara introduces the term Osir Levatel Mitzvah Yevamin. And the Gemara explains that in a case where two sisters fall to two brothers for Yibum, the two brothers will not be allowed to be Miyabim the two sisters. Now, according to Mandama Yesh Zika, that's Poshut, because each one is Usur with the Din of Achais Kukasai. Even Lefi the Mandamar Ein Zika, they will not be allowed to do Yibum. Why? Because we are Chayshish. If Reuven would do Yibum to one girl, perhaps Shimon would die, and now Reuven would not be able to do Chalitza or Yibum to his wife's sister. Therefore, we tell them to do both Chalitza. Rashi points out, why can't he do Chalitza and let the other brother do Yibum? That's just because of Igzera. Perhaps he will do Yibum. Gemara says that there's actually Machlekes Tanoim whether we worry about the Isser of Bittel Mitzvah Yevamim. Rab Meir, who holds us Levatel Mitzvah Yevamim, holds that we have to be Chayshish even for a possibility of Isser Bittel Mitzvah Yevamim, where Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of it even when it's a Vadai Bittel Mitzvah Yevamim. The Gemara tells us that this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda of Yesh Zika is not from his Rebbe Rav, rather from his other Rebbe Shmuel. In other words, we would rather learn that Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing with Rav Huna, who said Ein Zika. As to what Rav held, rather Rabbi Yehuda was quoting Shmuel, and Shmuel argued with Rav. And the Gemara backs this by bringing a raya that Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. The second Mishnah in the Perek, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, the Mishnah quotes a different case of Eish Yisachar Shlai Hoya by Lamei, where Levi, the third brother, was born after Shimon had already been Miyabein, Reuven's wife. In this Mishnah, Rab Shimon says that Levi may be Miyabim, Reuven's wife, when Shimon will die. The Gemara begins with Rabbi Yishya saying that Rab Shimon actually argued on the first Mishnah too. He just waited for the Chachamim to finish their words, which means that Rab Shimon holds whether Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, whether Levi was born after Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. In either case, when Shimon dies, now Reuven's wife has fallen from a new husband who was living at the same time as Levi. Levi will be allowed to be Miyabim, Reuven's wife. The Gemara asks Kashas on Rav Yishya, and on Daf Yutes Amal Aleph, the Gemara comes out Lamaskana that Rab Shimon only disagrees with the Rabbanan in the second Mishnah, in the case where when Levi was born, he found the wife of Reuven already married to Shimon. In that case, we say that he is allowed to marry Reuven's wife when Shimon will die. Because in this case, when Levi came into the world, he found her Behetera while she was married already to Shimon, who already was alive when he was Ba'alamai. The Gemara quotes the Shita of Rab Shimon, who learns out from the word Litzror that if two sisters fall to one brother, Midaraisa, he is not allowed to marry either one of the girls. Bishah Shanasu Tsaris Zulazu, they are also to him Midaraisa, and they will not need Chalitza or Yibum. And Daf Yutesa Midbeis, the Gemara quotes a Machlekes Chachamim and Rebbe. Ha'oisa Maimer B'Yavimtoi Shaloi Midata. If someone does Maimer to his Yavama without her consent, Rebbe says, he is kind to her. The Chachamim say he is not kind to her. The Gemara explains, Rebbe compares Maimer to Yibum, since Maimer is an act of Kiddushin to a Yavama. Therefore Rebbe says, when you do this act of Kiddushin to Yavama, it follows the rules of Yibum. Yibum works even Bal Karcha. The Chachamim say, since you are doing Kiddushin to this Yavama, you must follow the rules of Kiddushin, and therefore you must have her consent. And this is how the Psak Halacha remains in Shulchan Aruch. Daf Yutes Amud Beis ends with the Gemara explaining that the Chachamim who disagree with Rab Shimon and say that Levi is also to marry the wife of Reuven, who was Shalei Ba'alamai, even though he was born after Shimon had married her, it's because the Pasuk says, Ulekacha le'isha v'yibma, that even after Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, it's still Yevubin Harishainim Aleha. She's still reckoned as the wife of the late brother Reuven. The Gemara, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains that there actually is two different references in the Pasuk. Ulekacha le'isha would seem that as soon as you're Miyabim, no longer is she considered a Yavama. And this is Nageya Lahalacha, that if a man is Miyabim, a woman, and then divorces her, we allow him to take her back. And we don't say that at this point she's an Eishas Ach without Mitzvah Shivim. Here rather we say, Ulekacha le'isha, she becomes like a regular wife who you're allowed to marry back after you divorced her, as long as she has not married someone in the interim. The Gemara explains that the Yibma is used in the case where there is some Isser, the case of Eishas Ach Shlahei Ba'alamai, while the Drosh Ulekacha le'isha is used in the case of total Heter. Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph gives us a general klal. Any woman who is an erva patters her tzara from chalitza and from yibum. A woman who is only an iser mitzvah, which is an iser derabbanan, or an iser kedusha, sechay ve'lavin, the tzara will need chalitza but not yibum. The sister of the yavama who is an erva, who falls at the same time as the erva, since there's no iser of chayisku kasai, will either have chalitza or yibum from the brother. The Gemara explains the term iser mitzvah because Abai explains it's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. That's why an iser drabanan, which is called shniyos, is called iser mitzvah. Iser kedusha is referring to a loisasei, like almana l'kayin gadol, and it's called that based on the pasuk of kedoshim yiyu lelekeim. The Gemara quotes the exact opposite usage of terms from Rabbi Yehuda in a braisa. it's a mitzvah he considers a loisa say like almanul kohen gadol based on the pasuk eilah mitzvahs, which is at the end of Sefer Vayikram, and it's a drabbanon a shniya is called this a kedusha based on what Rava says kadesh atzmucha b'mutalach, that a person should sanctify himself by accepting upon himself extra gedorim and asering things which are mutim in Torah. This is actually the makara of the gzeiris drabbanon of shniyas. The Chachamim erected fences to protect the Torah and thereby add Kedusha to a person's life. The Ramban, in Parshas Kedoshim ala Torah, says that actually every person is responsible on himself to accept upon himself to live a life of Kedoshim. And one should not be a novel b'shus ha-Torah, which means someone who follows the letter of the law but ignores the spirit of the law. And there are times when things must be prohibited midrabbanon, or a person not upon himself, in order to protect himself from coming to an issa deraisa. The Gemara explains that the example of almanah l'kohen gadol given in the Mishnah as an issa mitzvah sounds like it's usher bein hanesuim bein min ha'erusin, whether this almanah was already married to the dead brother or if she only had kiddushin. Now by nesuin, the kohen gadol is prohibited from marrying her because of an Isser Asay and Alois Asay. And there we have a klal, Ein Asay Doich Alois Asay Vasay. There we can understand why she is Usser to be Misyabemis. Why can he not be Miyabim and Amonim in Ha'erison? There, Lachar, we should say, Esa Doich Alois Asay. The Gemara goes to Narichus, and the Maskana remains on the Amud Beis. Rava says that actually it's only a Gzeira Drabonon. Gzeira Bia Rishaina. Otu bia shnia, because the mitzvah of yibum is only with the first bia. There, the asay would be doicha, the lois asay of almana l'kohen gadol, but the bia shnia would be neseris, and therefore the chachamim asered yibum totally and said that he should only do chalitza. Daf chaf aleph, amen aleph. The Gemara says a klal of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the only time we say an asay is doicha alois asay is when the only way to be mekayim the asay is by being doicha the lois asay. If that's the case, l'chayra, by yibum, we should never say asay doicha lois asay because it's shayach always to do the mitzvah of chalitza. Then why does it say that if someone is over an alois asay, the braisa tells us he's over and is miyabim the yivama, the halacha is imbalu konu. Would that be a raya keneged Reish Lakish? The Gemara says, not necessarily, because chalitza, the makam yibum, lav mitzvah. Compared to yibum, chalitza is not considered a mitzvah. Some learn that that means chalitza is only like a get. It's not a kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's only a ptur, it patters the woman l'shuk. While other mefarshim explain that chalitza is actually a mitzvah, but b'makam yibum, compared to the mitzvah of yibum, it is not considered as having been Mekai in the mitzvah of Yibum. Rava tells us that there's a hint to the din Drabbanon of Shnius in the Torah, because the Isur Arayis in the Torah are referred to Te'evos Ha'el, which would seem to indicate that these are the El, the Shvera Averis. While there are more lenient Isurim, this is hinting to the Shnius. The Gemara says, B'shem Rav Levi, that the einish, the punishment for someone who cheats on weights when he sells matters in his store, is more shmer than the punishment for arayis. Because by arayis the word ale is used, which though it indicates a hard avera, a harsh avera, does not have the same strength as the word ale, which is used by the iser of cheating on weights. Rashi explains that the chaymer of this avera of cheating on weights is because tshuva is so difficult to do, because one does not know who he stole from, and returning it is almost impossible. This despite the fact that the Gemara tells us that if someone stole from the rabbim, he should try to donate money for public use. That's only the best he could do, but not necessarily a tshuva shalema. The Gemara goes on to list 8 of the shniyas, which eventually will total to a number of 16. And the Gemara makes the following interesting statement. A stepson's wife is mutter to his stepfather. after, of course, he has divorced her. So the Gemara says that the wife of the stepson could say to her stepfather, I am mutter to you, but my daughter is usa to you. And that is because the daughter of a stepson would be bas benoi shel ishtoi, the daughter of the son of his wife, which is usa to a person. But the wife of a stepson is actually mutter. There's not even an issa drabanan on that woman. The Gemara actually says that the same would be true of a second wife of a father-in-law. She is mutter, but her daughter, the man's sister-in-law, is...